You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about. Well, I want to let you know, this year, I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. This is Michael sitting here, the host. Hope you call in. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. If you don't know what you're listening to, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, which we say we are the bridge between the sighted community, the visually impaired community, and the blind community. Hope you'll enjoy the show. Here we go. Let me introduce the players today. To my right, my beautiful wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. You there?
I certainly am, Michael. If I wasn't here, you wouldn't be here.
That's true.
Right? Well, that's not true either. But anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Veterans Day special of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And today, as you know, is November 11th. It's Veterans Day, 2018.
And to my left, the other co-host, my buddy Gary Sinclair. You there, Gary?
Hello, everybody. Happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans out there.
And sitting next to Gary, next to me, young man from Orlando, Florida, a guest today, which we love having him. I know his name is Steve Barris. Did I say it right, Steve Barris?
You did. Good evening, Blind and Beyond.
Vice President of Regions Bank. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Here. And behind the scenes, behind the glass, which Steve, Gary, and myself can't see, but we know it's there. The glass behind the door, behind the window, down the street, is Chris Shaw.
Looking good in his new
Chris
shirt.
Chris Shaw, you saying hello?
How you doing? I'm so excited. I'm crunk. I'm ready to go in.
There you go.
Hey!
And next to him, down the street, all the way down this corner, coming around the corner, is our beautiful woman. That's right. She's gorgeous. Her name is Charlotte. Miss Charlotte.
Charlotte Massey.
Hi, I was Charlotte going to Massey. Say.
We can't hear you, Charlotte. You have to talk into the mic.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Massey.
There you go.
Yay. All right. So, Michael, can I remind everybody?
Yes, you can do it now,
all right.
Baby.
I just wanted to give a little tiny brief synopsis of what is Veterans Day and why do we celebrate it. Well, in the USA, Veterans Day annually falls on November 11th. This day is the anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended the World War I hostilities between the Allied nations and Germany in 1918. Veterans are thanked for their services to the United States on Veterans Day. So that's it. That's many years ago, isn't it? 100 years.
There you go.
Wow.
100.
And I think Steve said, what, 11th hour, 11th?
It was signed on the 11th hour of the 11th month on the 11th day.
That's interesting. How do you like that?
All right, folks, listen up. So today we're going to have at least three trivias. Got a big show for you today. And don't forget, folks, If you want a T-shirt, you got to call in. And we're giving away, I said, 50 T-shirts for Christmas. We'll be mailing them out probably about December 1st, something like that. So, because you have to take down all the sizes, get your size and everything else. So when you call in, give your size a T-shirt, man or female, because the women will get V-necks and the men will get crew neck T-shirts. That's all no charge. So we're only giving away 50 of them. So the first 50, I think we've got now, we gave away 10 last week or something like that. So we got like 40 to go. So if you call in, 407-894-1680.
And I get a couple shout-outs there, Michael?
Absolutely.
Wait, before we do
okay,
anything else.
Okay, I know
else.
What you got to do.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Okay, Gary, you were saying?
I have a couple shout-outs. Okay. I'm going to shout-out to Little Doc. He's in Georgia, and thank you for your service. He was a Marine. And I want to thank my brother Gary. It's his birthday today on Veterans Day, and thank him for his service. He was a Marine.
It's his birthday today?
His birthday's today.
Happy birthday, Gary.
And I want to say my grandson's stepdad, Steve, which he's active duty, Fort Hood, Texas. And I want to thank you for your service, Steve. And, of course, I want to say hello to my grandson, Braden. And and my son, Wayne. That's it.
All right.
Okay,
how
Steve,
about you,
do you
Steve?
Have any shout-outs?
Absolutely. I have to give a shout-out to my kids, who are always a supporter of me. So I've got Delaney and Emerson. Hello, ladies.
Yeah, I love their names.
And then Griffin, who is my 20-year-old corporal in the Marine Corps, stationed out at Camp Pendleton, California.
There you go.
And then another great supporter of mine, Kelly and Sarah Stewart out there. Thanks for all your support.
Great.
There you go. My son was in Camp Pendleton, too. He was a Marine, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he learn how to surf while he was there?
I don't think so.
Michael, while I have time, I've got 3 minutes. I just want to give a quick shout out of these jobs. We have some job openings, speaking of Lighthouse. As you know, they're our sponsor. And Lighthouse wanted you all to know that they have some really special jobs coming up. I won't go into detail now. I'll just give you the jobs and the phone number to contact. And then we'll each week we'll go into detail. So they're looking for a call center customer care professionals. They are looking for an administrative assistant with outstanding skills and experience. In this position, you'll be responsible for supporting the vice president, chief programs officer, and various programs, management teams performing administrative duties. They are also looking for an experienced contact call center manager. And let's see what else. And an experienced office manager. So there are all kinds of really good administrative jobs. So anyway, if you're interested, and two things. Write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we can fill you in. And in the meantime, if you'd like to talk to somebody on the phone, ask for Judy Kennedy. And she's the human resources manager. And Gary, what's the phone number at Lighthouse? You know it.
407-8.
That's right.
Yeah, keep on going.
407-898-2483.
And right. In this case, it's extension 223. Yep. Ask for Judy Kennedy, 407-898-2483, extension 223 for these great jobs.
If you go to our website, everything's there. And any questions, just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And by the way, our website, if you miss any part of the show, you can listen to any part of the show. Any show you've missed over the last couple of years, it's all there. Except for a couple of hurricanes, we didn't have the show.
Right.
So go to don't forget the AND, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And I got an important number for them to listen to, too.
Okay.
We are going into the holidays. So if you're on your travels, like I'm going to be in Fort Hood, Texas during the Thanksgiving time, and I want to listen to the show. So you just get on your phone, it's free. 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057. And don't miss our show because you're on vacation.
And don't miss, if you want a nice T-shirt, it says Blind Beyond Radio Show on it. It's got the nice mic. It's a nice 50-50 poly cut. We'll take it right now. Yeah, real fast.
You're going to take it before the
break? Yeah, I got Miss Rose real quick. She's calling in for the T-shirt. Miss Rose, you there?
Miss Rose?
We'll go to break. Yes, I'm here.
How you doing? Hi, where are you calling from? What part of the country?
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando. Our pleasure. Okay. So you're calling for a T-shirt?
Yes, I am.
Okay. No problem. Well, our pleasure. Keep on listening to the show. Hope you like the show.
I love it.
Well, thank you. So give your name and address off the air, and we'll send it to you. It's going to be probably the first week in December that we'll send them out. You'll get them for Christmas.
Charlotte will take the information. Okay.
Don't go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job. And they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are
back.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
March along, sing a song with the army of the free. Count the brave, count the true, who have fought to victory. We're the army and proud of our name. We're the army and proud we proclaim. First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might. And the army.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida, and you just listened to the Army song. We have two Army people with us today. We have to my left, Steve Barris, and guess what? He was a lieutenant colonel. Wow. Big time. And behind the scenes, we have, that's right, the young lady, Charlotte Massey. She was in the Army, too.
Hoo-ha, Charlotte.
Hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. So we have two people.
Hold on. You got to give me heads up if I got dangerous people sitting beside me over here.
She's so quiet and innocent over here.
Yeah. But she got hand-to-hand skills.
We have a caller online right now, I understand, from Orlando, Florida, calling in. His name is Tom. Tom, you there from Orlando?
Yeah, hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, happy Veterans Day, and special thanks to Gary for all his service on there, too. Thank
you. And Steve, too.
And
yeah,
Steve.
That's right.
He was Navy, though. Come on. They water skied. Yeah. I'm not even sure what all they did.
Hey, well, anyway, thank everybody for their service.
So today, were you calling in for a T-shirt?
I did.
Okay. From Orlando, Florida, Tom wished to get a T-shirt.
All right. Well, it's nice talking to you. We're going to let Gary and Steve
hope you
talk
like the
about
show,
Veterans
Tom?
Day now.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Talk to you soon.
All righty, take care. All right,
Hope,
guys.
I was talking to him. You were very rudely interrupted me. Very rudely. If I did
want
that,
want them to have their segment.
Absolutely. But if I did stuff like that,
if you smack them, we won't
there,
see it.
There.
Don't worry
okay,
about it.
Okay, good. I'm going to smack him.
Okay, that was Tom Orlando. I was going to say, how did he like the show? Keep on listening.
Oh, well, we must move on. So.
Okay, now
right,
it's time
Gary,
for
that's right.
Steve and Gary to that's talk right. about Veterans Day.
Well, first thing I want to say is, thank you for coming in, Steve, at my request.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Man, I heard you on the air. So I got to get this guy in the studio with me. So he's here.
Well, we couldn't ask for a more memorable Veterans Day because it is the 100th anniversary.
Wow.
Anybody know what Veterans Day was called before it was called Veterans
Armistice
Day?
Armistice Day.
Armistice Day.
Yeah.
Armistice Day.
1954, I think they ended that.
Correct.
Yeah.
After when they decided to recognize the veterans from
right.
all the different wars.
That's
so, yeah,
right.
it was... Today, 100 years ago, on the 11th hour of the 11th month of the 11th day that World War I came to a close.
Does anybody out there know in 1954 who was the president of the United States in 1954 when the Armistice Day went to Veterans Day? His name was a general.
General
Dwight
Eisenhower,
the president.
Yeah, absolutely, he was my first.
He
president.
Was the Dwight. He was the president, El Presidente. Mm-hmm. At the same time, he was the general.
General.
So,
yep.
Tell us a little bit about your military career.
Yeah,
Steve.
First thing I want to say, Steve, is let these people know, I like this guy. I'm a CB and everything else, and he's Army. I still like the guy because he went through the ranks all the way, and okay, somebody wants the 518 number. It's listen only. Call in, listen to our show, 518-712-0057. That's
you can only
518-712-0057. That's listen only, and it's free.
518-712-0057.
Okay, now I want to get to tell why I like this man over here, Steve, because people don't understand. This man went through all the ranks. He
Almost.
Went from enlisted, correct?
I did.
So he went through enlisted, and then he winds up at the tail end being a lieutenant colonel, which in the Navy would be a full commander. He's one step less than what a captain would be, and a colonel, full colonel. I tell you, what I like about it, because they understood when we had problems in the field, they understood what we have to go through when they would make their decisions, correct?
Absolutely, and that's because we started out doing all the worst jobs that the military has to offer. That we understand that the Marine Corps, they call us Mustangs.
Yep.
Those that went from the enlisted to the officer side. I made it up from private to staff sergeant before I decided to cross over to the dark side and become an officer. So, yeah, it's
on the way up. Did you meet John Wayne? That's a joke. John Wayne. All the Army pictures.
I'm going to tell you the honest, true story. John Wayne, and Steve probably don't know this, he was buried in a CB fatigued uniform.
What did you say? He was buried.
Honorary CB. He used to go in California, he used to go to the clubs where the CBs were. That's how he got all his information on how to do the movie.
Did you say he was buried it?
He was buried in a CB green, my combat memory. I wore my combat uniform in here.
Yeah, I remember.
And that's what he was born.
Now, how do you know that?
Because it's all the CBs know that. And he used to go, Mac, my good friend who just died just recently, he's seen him many times in the club over there. And that's how he got all his information to do John Wayne and the fighting CBs.
Steve.
Well, one of the great things in the Army, we love the CBs. I think that all of us ground pounders did, because when we were sitting out in wonderful locations, that had lots of rocky terrain and all of that, instead of us sitting there with our little entrenching tools digging foxholes, we could always count on the CBs to pull up with a backhoe, and in two scoops, it would save us 2 days of work.
So. And that trenching tool was a little shovel. It wasn't big.
Now, Steve, I got a question for you. So people are just listening for the first time. You lost your vision when?
When I was 36, back in 2002.
Okay. And you are totally blind at the present?
Totally blind. No
totally
eyes,
blind.
Double
perspective. Well, wait a minute. Here's what people don't understand. If you're totally blind, how do you do so much traveling?
You just got to get out there and do it.
Just like folks. I do.
I mean, you just, it's just figuring out a different way to do things.
Yep. And what do? A lot of asking. If you're afraid to ask, then you might as well stay home, because sometimes you need to ask somebody where something is or help you get point A to point B.
One thing that I found is sometimes getting lost is fun.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I do have the talking GPS, and I couldn't tell you the number of times that I was out in a different town, and I'd get on the phone or whatever else, and I'd look up a restaurant that was nearby that sounded good to me, plug it into my GPS, and off my guide dog and I would go. And sometimes, majority of the time, we'd make it there, but every once in a while, things would get turned around, and I end up meeting and hanging out with some great people that I end up talking to on the street and joining them for lunch or dinner or whatever else. So.
Or get lost in the ladies' room.
I did that at Chicago O'Hare Airport.
I did that by mistake. And my first time just happened to me just recently with me.
Mine wasn't all that long ago. Mine was I was at the O'Hare Airport. And it was 3 hours before my flight was supposed to leave, so I had them escort me to where my gate was. I figured I'd just sit there and listen to an audiobook, but on the way I had them point out where the bathroom was, and after a while I had to use the facility, so I got up, and of course you can hear all the water sounds and all the traditional bathroom sounds, and so I turned and I walked in, and I can't tell my guide dog to find a urinal or a stall. He just takes me wherever he takes me, so he took me to a stall. I took care of business. I walked out and I was washing my hands, and you'll never guess what happened. Right next to me, I heard, "Hello." I was in the women's room.
Oh. And they weren't screaming? Nobody was screaming?
Nobody said a word to me until I was washing my hands.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve.
That's nice.
You remember the days when you'd feel a door and it was engraved, men and women?
You bet.
Well, I went and I felt M-E-N, and I walked on in, and this woman screamed. I said, "Oh, my God." I sit back down. I said, "Don't worry." I said, "I'm totally blind." I said, "I missed the woo, the W-O.
That's what you made them say. Whoa.
Woman, I'm in the woman's room. So, well, Steve, I want to ask, why did you go into the Army?
I graduated from high school early at 17. Had no idea what I was going to do with my life. I knew I wasn't ready to go to college at that point, so I originally enlisted for 3 years. Figured that would give me some time to figure out what I wanted to do and get money for college and all of that, and I ended up getting in and just loving it. I mean, there's no other job in the world where at a very, very young age that you're given some authority, and you're also able to play with some of the best toys that are out there.
Absolutely. That's what I liked about being a heavy equipment operator. They give me $1 million piece of equipment, go practice with it.
Yeah,
that's how I learned the equipment.
So I ended up staying and making a career out of it.
How long were you in?
22 years.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know. Yeah. I look so young, don't I?
22 yeah. years.
Of course, I'm asking a room full of blind guys. You know, I look pretty young. But.
And to my understanding, Steve, you have prosthetics, correct?
I do. I have prosthetic in each eye.
So. I'm going to ask you another question. Do you wear any sunglasses?
I do not.
Here's my situation. I know because you got prosthetics, but see, the problem with retinitis pigmentosa is I would sit there in a bar, and, you know, I just look, you know, you're talking to me, I aim my head face toward you, know where you're talking from. And they said, well, you're not blind. I said, I am blind. Well, you're looking right at me, and your eyes are perfect. There's nothing wrong with your eyes. Then I get in an argument, and we get in a fight. So I started wearing sunglasses so nobody could see my eyes. You know, but yours look, you know, perfect, you know.
How do you know? You can't see them.
I didn't say I could see them. I said they probably look perfect. I was wondering.
Then how's his eyes
look? People ask you and say, you sure you got prosthetics? Or
Lynn, how's this? Steve's eyes look good?
Terrific, yeah. Joe had good.
What color is it?
Well, I have different sets of eyes. So if you were to look at the pair that I have in right now, my left eye is United States Army Ranger crest.
There you go.
And in my right eye is United States Army Special Forces crest.
What do you do? Take them out?
Women accessorize with jewelry. I do eyes.
Oh my goodness gracious.
God, I'm going to faint.
Yeah.
Wow. I also have a set that's solid black for, you know, some holidays.
These are light blue. It's like a light blue.
My black ones are a little creepy, though, because it looks like just... Yeah.
What do you keep them? In a container or something?
Yes.
Like, if you have God, people that, have dentures, if somebody they put it saw in a denture container, so I guess freak somebody out. Yeah.
I had a Marine, he put his in a punch bowl once.
Jeez. Our cat would eat them.
But talking a little bit about Veterans Day, I know there's a lot of veterans hopefully out there listening and stuff, and I also want to mention to you veterans, you know, if you have any problems with your eyes now, not related, not related to the military, you have glaucoma came up on you or whatever's, go to the VA and get signed up, correct?
Absolutely.
Because you can get help. They don't forget, the service will not forget you. You know, you'll get some help and get all this equipment to talk to you. All you have to do is go to school for a little while, and you'll be able to get a lot of things that Steve and I get.
And they have absolutely fantastic training. If you're a service member, veteran, the Blind Rehabilitation Centers, there's 10 of them across the country, definitely the place to
Could you name those in case the audience out there, somebody says, I ain't
all
got
10?
One. Yeah, do you know them all?
I
know.
I used to work for the VA.
There's two in Florida. There's down in South Florida. And
what, you talk? There's one in West Palm Beach?
No, West Palm Beach. One in West Palm Beach.
Gainesville.
Then there's Birmingham.
There's Gainesville. The VA? You're talking about the VA?
No, the Blind Rehabilitation Center.
Blind rehabs. Okay. Yeah, the Blind Rehab Centers where they go 6 weeks. You got to go for six weeks in training. But in your travels, what was your most interesting place that you traveled to that Uncle Sam allowed, you know, go to or in any time in action? Let us know about that.
We have 2 minutes left, Gary, and Steve, to pace yourself.
I have been on every continent except for Antarctica.
Wow.
So that, of course, is on my bucket list just so I can cross that one off. But, there's a lot of places that I really enjoyed being at, and, of course, there's some that I would never like to go back to again.
What tours did you take in action?
Grenada, Panama, Desert Shield, Desert Storm, Bosnia, and Afghanistan.
I heard that.
So, five different ones. There was my fun tour of different parts of the world.
Do we have a caller on the line right now?
Yeah, give me one moment. I'm getting information.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to break in 1 minute. Yeah,
we need it now. We're going to hold it.
So Germany was a great duty station. I love that there because a lot of people don't understand that Germany is about the size of Minnesota.
You're right.
So literally, if you had a long weekend, it didn't take you that long to drive to France or Italy or any of those locations.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I had a great time when I went over to Germany. I went over to Germany back in 1993. I was visiting it on a map.
Oh, you weren't in the service.
No, I wasn't. I gave it some service.
Okay.
It was during lunchtime.
Let me guess. Beer involved at all?
close enough. We called it milk.
Oh, okay.
Who's online?
We have Mr. Larry from West Palm Beach.
Oh, he's early. Okay. Yeah, he's early. Hold on, Larry. We'll take you after the break.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go to break now.
Going to break? Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at TapWithUs.com. Tap, tap.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a caller right now online from calling from South Florida, a young man I've known for many years, a nice man named Larry McDowell. And he's calling in from, Larry McDowell is calling in from the Braille Club. Larry, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, hello, Larry.
What's happening, Larry?
Good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice, Larry. This is Gary.
How you doing, Gary?
Doing fine, buddy.
Glad you're back. Larry, tell us about the Braille Club in South Florida.
Oh, and meet Steve.
And meet Steve.
The Braille Club is a social organization for blind and visually impaired people in West Palm Beach, Florida. In 1950, we were gifted some property by the city of West Palm Beach, and they built a clubhouse on it, and Braille Club has been in operation since 1935 in Palm Beach County. We serve the blind and visually impaired people. We address the educational, recreational, and social needs. We do plays. We go to plays. We take field trips. We have a hot lunch every week where we meet every week. We have speakers come in that talk about everything from or just about any topic you'd like to cover, from health issues to social issues. To we had someone come in and read the ballot so we'd understand the different initiatives on the ballot for the election. We have people come in and talk about guide dogs or whatever, anything relating to the everyday life in relation to the blind members of the community. We have some of our members include the members and officers of the Florida Council of the Blind, of the National Federation for the Blind, and other organizations in our area that deal with blindness.
How long have you been president, Gary? Larry?
I've been president since 2012.
Well, there you go.
Do you still have those famous spaghetti dinners?
Yeah, we have spaghetti dinners. We have different types of fundraisers. We raise funds by we sell dinners and raffles, and we have a holiday raffle going on right now for a Thanksgiving basket. And so we do things like that in order to sustain ourselves. But this area was lucky enough that the city foresaw the need for blind and visually impaired people to have a place to congregate and call their own. And The property that they gave us is prime real estate right in the heart of downtown West Palm Beach on a major bus line, you know, so
can't it's do better
accessible.
Than that.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that you talked about the election and ballots and all of that, because as we know, one of the things that veterans gave us was the ability to vote for elected officials. No matter what your political flavor is, voting is a very important thing, and
very important.
I'm glad that you guys are taking care of that in that area.
That's yeah, fantastic. We have the supervisor of elections comes out every year, shows us how to use the special voting machines for blind and visually impaired people. We encourage all that. I know it's easier for some people to use the absentee ballots and the mail-in ballots, but we encourage our people to go out to the polls and use the machines. You know, because if we don't get out and use those type things, those kind of things are going to go away for the blind.
I tell you what, Larry, because our supervisor of elections here in Orlando came to our organization, and he told us if we don't get out there and use those machines, next year might be the last year we'd be using them.
Did they really say that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, it only stands to reason, and it makes good sense. In Palm Beach County, they spent over $3 million on machines for the last election, and they have one in every polling place in the county, and only 9 people used the machines last year.
Oh, no.
That's just not cost-effective.
No, that's not cost-effective, and it's a shame because it's everybody's responsibility, no matter, like I said, no matter what your political favor, it's your responsibility to go out there and vote, because if you don't like who's in office and you didn't vote, you got nothing to complain about.
That's correct.
That's right.
And I tell you
right
what,
in defense of a number of blind people, I'm not saying they don't vote. They just don't get out and use the machines. They either absentee ballot or they mail in their ballot. So,
well, if they're afraid of the machine,
but,
it's not.
But
hard.
we need everyone to get out and use those machines, because every county invests a lot of money in making sure that one of those machines is available in every polling place. And when we don't use them, you know, just like anything else, when they start cutting budgets, you know, next thing you know, those machines will go away. Yep. For those of us who do want to use them.
Absolutely.
Larry, what's on December 1st, what are you having down there on December the 1st in the Brooklyn?
On December 1st, we're having a health and wellness fair for the community. And thanks to the Blind Matters radio show.
No, Blind and Beyond.
Blind
and Beyond.
Blind and Beyond.
Blind and Beyond radio show.
I mean, Blind and
That's
Beyond.
Okay.
That's okay.
See,
it's
just us.
Forgive me.
That's okay.
That's a Freudian slip.
That's okay.
Because of the Blind and Beyond radio show, we're going to have an ice cream truck,
Yay.
Free ice cream,
Yay.
For everyone who comes out and mentions Blind and Beyond radio
and
show.
Larry, I sent you the tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You'll probably get them tomorrow or Tuesday. Yeah.
And if you don't get name right, no ice cream.
Absolutely.
But I can say that I've been listening, and you've had some very good sponsors and some very good information.
Well,
thank
you.
Thank you, Larry.
Really glad the direction that the program is headed. And we will support you in South Florida any way we can.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Coming from that, from somebody,
yep.
coming from you, that's a great
Absolutely.
Picture.
And we will
thank
have you.
You
on again, Larry, okay?
Absolutely.
Every month you call
well,
in.
December the 2nd, we're going to do a...
Well, yeah, Michael will be down there. I'll be
December
here.
December the 2nd, we're going to do a live remote.
That's
and
right. Larry will be in the studio.
Larry will be one of our guest hosts.
That's going to be cool.
Yes.
Yep. Okie dokie. Yeah. Well, we look forward to your next call and tell us what's going on down there in West Palm Beach and surrounds.
And we'll be looking forward to him being in the studio with us live.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to real quickly say we also have a baseball program down here. We're looking for players and volunteers to help out. We have our practice on November 24th from 3 to 5 at South Olive Park. Anyone who hears this that is interested in playing beat baseball, and if you don't know about it, you can go on the website to the National Beatball Association website and find all that about baseball for the blind. A lot of fun, and the World Series next year will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we're looking forward to taking our team to the World Series.
Okay, well, we have you back on December 2nd. We'll talk more about
That's
it.
That's right. Well, thank all
right,
you for
thank
calling,
you.
Larry.
Thank you for calling in.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for
coming.
Bye-bye.
All right, Michael.
Now we're going to trivia. Trivia time.
Right trivia,
time. Trivia time.
Trivia
time. 4 minutes. Okay, Gary, you're up with your trivia. Let's see
All
if you...
All right.
Okay,
Here
it's
goes.
Trivia time. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. This one is not music. He's going to ask a question.
Okay,
has to
let
do
him
with...
ask.
Now think when I ask you this now. What was the deadliest war of all wars all over the world, of any country, all the countries? What was the deadliest war with other countries?
Ooh.
Wait. Hold on. You got to wait. Now, that's not fair. You got to give us civilians a little time to answer now. The deadliest war.
Of all wars. Of all countries.
Of all times.
Are we going back
Which
to
one?
Roman
Which
times
one is it? 407-894-1680.
Listen,
407-894-1680.
We got a special guest caller on the phone line. Caller, are you there?
Okay.
For the question
already?
No, not for the question.
Okay.
He was already here.
Oh, okay.
Young lad, art thou there?
Hello.
Hello, who is it?
Brayden.
Hey, Brayden.
Hi,
Brayden. Thank you for calling in. This is my grandson, Brayden.
How you doing,
Brayden? You're welcome.
What's your
I'm
name?
Doing good.
What's your name, Harry? Louie? What's your name?
Wait, Brayden, I have to tell you, I really love the way you look in your football uniform. Number 56, right?
57.
Is it 57?
56. Oh, 56.
I was right. Oh, okay,
and he's
right,
captain of the team.
Oh, he looks terrific.
He's captain of the team now.
Anyway.
He did so well, they named a city off of, after him, just south of Tampa,
What's that, Braden?
I just came in to say happy Veterans Day. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice
Thank
of you.
Very
nice
much.
Of you, sir.
And have your dad, Steve, tell him to call on in.
Thank your dad for his service
yep,
also.
Thank him for
thank
his
you
service.
For calling in there,
okay,
mister.
Thank you, Braden. I'll see you soon,
say
buddy.
Say hi to Mommy.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 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 Love you.
Okay. Love you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, did anybody know this question? There was a trivia question. Anybody wants a nice prize?
All right. Repeat the question one more time. We got Gary from Lake Worth, Florida on the phone line with us.
Well, he can't. Didn't he just win last week?
No, I know he called
won,
in for the
for
T-shirt.
Oh, he called in for the T-shirt.
So you want me to ask a question again?
Well, okay, hold on.
Check the book. He won Olive Garden.
No, I don't think he got a T-shirt, though.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
We'd like to speak to Gary, though.
Sure, say hi.
Gary, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't know the rules as to how long you could wait till you call
it's
in again.
Once a month,
you
right,
can
Chris?
No, you can call in any time you want, but to win a prize,
once a month.
It's once a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Win a prize.
Chris
but you can call in anytime you want. But
once
did you
month.
Get did you get your T-shirt?
His T-shirt?
No, I didn't get a T-shirt.
Okay, so he wants a T-shirt. He gets a free T-shirt. Okay.
Oh, yeah, a T-shirt would be nice.
But your Olive t-shirt. Garden is on the way with the bracelet. Okay, you should get it tomorrow.
Your $20 gift card from last week. You get
tomorrow or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
That's on his way. But anyway, he wants a nice T-shirt free.
Yep.
Just give your size. Where are we supposed to send it to?
All right.
So what else would you like to talk about today?
Oh, we got to get the answer.
Well, I was going to call the.
You can't get the answer. No, the answer you can't.
I can't get the answer yet.
No.
We got to
get some answers.
On a break.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Hey, Gary, hold on one moment. Don't hang up. All right, Gary?
Don't hang up.
Okay, I'll hold.
Okay. We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away.
This message is brought to you by IWantToKnow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at IWantToKnow.com. That's EYE, want the number 2, KNOW. IWantToKnow.com is an accessible website.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about. Well, I want to let you know this year I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbbq.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products, so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina Pet Food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Cluttered kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back.
Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We have a caller on the line right now. His name is Jim. Jim, are you there, Jim?
Yes, I'm here. How
Hello,
are
Jim.
You?
Where are you calling from, Jim?
Crystal Beach. It's over by Clearwater.
Oh, it's by Clearwater,
I
Florida.
Think Jim's the first-time yes. caller.
It's a yes. first-time caller, so you're going to get a beautiful bracelet. We'll send out to you a bracelet, and let's see if you won a prize. So you know the question?
Yeah, how about the Civil War?
No.
Gary, we were saying Gary. That.
Okay, no, see, how about one more clue on that one? Let's see if you can get it.
Yeah, off
it
was the air we were saying.
Also referred to as the war to end all wars, there which we go. Ended up knowing it wasn't true, but which war was that?
It wasn't the Civil War.
No, because you see that answer, let me explain to you something. That was right if he used another statement. If he would have said, what war was the deadliest of all Americans?
Right, right.
All Americans.
It's
the
Gary's
Americans
fault.
Was the Civil War. Yeah. And off the, let's put it this way, in the background, I said to him, and Steve said, Civil War. But we thought the same thing you just said, because it was Americans. But he's saying, no, right. not just Americans, all countries, so all countries.
Did you get Steve's clue?
Did you get Steve's clue?
Steve gave you a nice clue.
Steve gave you a clue.
The
say it again.
The war they said that was
the
end
the
all
American
wars.
Civil War, huh?
No.
The
war of the end all wars. Which
the
one
war
that
ended all wars.
Supposed to.
Oh, God, I don't know what it is
well,
then.
What? Say what century?
I'll give you
I
a hint. I'll give
century.
You another hint.
They
this is a big
meine
one.
Freunde.
I'll give you a big hint where they dropped the big bomb.
Was ist los?
Oh, the goodness, I know what that is.
What war was that on, when they dropped on. The big bomb?
It was World War II.
You got it! Yay! Ding, 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 you got it!
Ooh, that was almost painful.
Woo! We drug him through that
You
one.
Just won yourself a $10 gift card at Dunkin' Donuts for answering that correctly.
I was
well,
going to say
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
No, yeah, you so you're going to get a $10 gift
Hang
card.
Hang on there. And, Chris
and you're
going to
get yourself a nice bracelet for Blind yep. and Beyond.
And
hey,
please
thank you, guys.
Keep
I really
on listening.
Pass
the word.
See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond.
It does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, hope you like the
you.
Show.
Keep on listening, as Michael always says.
All hope right. you like the show.
Okay, Charlotte will take your
Charlotte, take all the information down for this young man.
Well, we got that hard one done with.
We always
okay.
like to have
Gary,
now,
that was a rough one. You come up with these things, Gary.
Well, Steve helped me get it out of him. Yeah, so that was good.
Okay.
All right, and so.
The next one will be music. Go
That'll
back
be
to music.
In the
yeah, see, I was gonna say World War II because it really really involved everybody, especially
Japan,
after the last
Germany.
Minute when they did the Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
And it pulled in all of the allies and everybody else across the countries.
Okay, I need to change gears here a little bit. When we come back from the top of the hour, the second hour. We're going to have a doctor calling in about genetic testing. So if you guys have any questions for Dr. DiCarlo, please call in. The number is 407-894-1680. And she's going to tell us all about inherited retinal disease and why we should get genetic testing done. All right?
Now,
so,
Lynn, you know
and if
I'm
you
want modest.
To call in for your T-shirt, got to call in and Ask for a free T-shirt.
What, Chris?
You know I'm modest. You have to let everybody know I'm a doctor. Stop.
Yeah, there you go. You're Dr. DiCarlo. So that's coming up the top of the second hour. More with Gary and Steve and Industries of the Blind. So much to do. Oh, now
Industry.
We got the Air Force?
Yep.
Oh, I love this.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to me, the thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun.
There sounds so much more modern than the Cubs. Yeah. Just because they were the last
one.
Yep. All right, here's a trivia. Here's a good trivia.
You want to do a break, Michael?
We're going
to
break.
Save it, Michael.
And I'm going to have to save it. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. I got a lot more coming up. Don't go away for Blind and Beyond.